Part 5, Justin. Sometimes I think my head is so big because it's so full of dreams. John Merrick in Bernard Pomerance's The Elephant Man. Olivia's brother. The first time I meet Olivia's little brother, I have to admit I'm totally taken by surprise. I shouldn't be, of course. Olivia's told me about his syndrome and has even described what he looks like. But he's also talked about all his surgeries over the years. So I guess I assumed he'd be more normal looking by now. Like when a kid is born with a cleft lip and has plastic surgery to fix it, sometimes you can't even tell, except for the little scar above the lip. I guess I thought her brother would have some scars here and there, but not this. I definitely wasn't expecting to see this little kid in a baseball cap who's sitting in front of me right now. Actually, there are two kids sitting in front of me. One is a totally normal looking kid with curly blonde hair named Jack. The other is Augie. I like to think I'm able to hide my surprise. I hope I do. Surprise is one of those emotions that can be hard to fake, though, whether you're trying to look surprised when you're not or trying to not look surprised when you are. I shake his hand. I shake the other kid's hand. Don't want to focus on his face. Cool room, I say. Are you Via's boyfriend, he said. I think he's smiling. Olivia pushes down his baseball cap. Is that a machine gun? The blonde kid asks, like I haven't heard that one before, and we talk about Zydeco for a bit. And then Via's taking my hand and leading me out of the room. As soon as we close the door behind us, we hear them laughing. I'm from Brooklyn, one of them sings. Olivia rolls her eyes as she smiles. Let's go hang out in my room, she said. We've been dating for 2 months now. I knew from the moment I saw her, the minute she sat down at our table in the cafeteria, that I liked her. I couldn't keep my eyes off of her. Really beautiful, with olive skin and the bluest eyes I've ever seen in my life. First, she acted like she just wanted to be friends. I think she kind of gives off that vibe without even meaning to. Stay back, don't bother. She doesn't flirt like other girls. She looks you right in the eye when she talks to you, like she's daring you. So I just kept looking her right in the eye too, like I was daring her right back. Then I asked her out, and she said yes, which rocked. She's an awesome girl, and I love hanging out with her. She didn't tell me about August until our third date. I think she used the phrase, a craniofacial abnormality, to describe his face. Or maybe it was craniofacial anomaly. I know the one word she didn't use was deformed, because that word would have registered with me. So what did she think? She asked me nervously the second we're inside her room. Are you shocked? No, I lie. She smiles and looks away. You're shocked. I'm not, I assure her. He's just like what you said he'd be. She nods and plops down on her bed. Kind of cute how she still has a lot of stuffed animals on her bed. She takes one of them, a polar bear, without thinking and puts it in her lap. I sit down on the rolling chair by her desk. Her room is immaculate. When I was little, she says, there were lots of kids who never came back for a second play date. I mean lots of kids. I even had friends who wouldn't come to my birthdays because he would be there. They never actually told me this, but it would get back to me. Some people just don't know how to deal with Augie, you know. I nod. It's not even like they know they're being mean, she adds. They were just scared. I mean, let's face it, his face is a little scary, right? I guess, I answer. But you're okay with it? She asked me sweetly. You're not too freaked out or scared? I'm not freaked out or scared, I smiled. She nods and looks down at the polar bear on her lap. I can't tell whether she believes me or not, but then she gives the polar bear a kiss on the nose and tosses it to me with a little smile. I think that means she believes me, or at least she wants to.